Welcome to episode 324 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Back again.
Did you see I had a little crack in the voice?
I did. Mm-hmm. Are you not feeling well still?
I'll tell you, I feel so much better over the sinus infection, but I spent all day yesterday outside, and I still actually have allergies.
Yeah, those are fun. I've heard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just not in a good way today, but I feel good. I just don't sound good. I'm a little phlegmy. Not really congested, just a little phlegmy.
And phlegmy, you got the build-up.
Yep, the build-up. Speaking of the build-up, producer Gerald behind the glass.
That's the build-up. There we go.
Mm-hmm. New nickname, the build-up. I don't know what it means, but...
Well, I guess it's better than let down, right?
Yeah. Ooh, look at his hello as a Mr. Rogers.
It's a howdy neighbor with Mr. Rogers.
Some sparkles on it. I like a good sparkle.
Tie in his shoes.
I'll tell you what's crazy. Glitter.
It's crazy? How is it crazy?
I'll get up. I'll go to work. Mm-hmm. I won't come in contact with any human closer mm-hmm. than, let's say, 3 feet. Somewhere mm-hmm. during the day, I'll go to the bathroom and look, and I'll have glitter on my face.
Really?
I'm like, where did that even come from?
That's not a thing that happens to me.
I find glitter on me all the time.
That is, okay, that's odd. That's almost sounds like a you thing.
Maybe I'm walking through, maybe there's a glitter zone that I'm unaware
Maybe you have a hidden glitter farm somewhere at work.
Yeah, that I'm passing by and don't realize. It'll be like a one, like, single flake that I'll find on me.
That does not happen to me.
And it's clearly glitter. Like, you could tell the difference between, like, glitter and a metal shaving, which neither one should be on me.
A nail shaving?
No, a metal shaving.
Metal shaving.
But it's just a speck of glitter. Glitter, not glitter.
Glitter.
Speck of glitter.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'd be so upset. Somebody put glitter in his AC system?
Yeah. Daryl Dixon, I think.
Oh,
isn't
yeah.
Isn't that old Rick?
Yeah.
We're talking about videos you can't see, listeners.
Coral. I've been watching these videos where they talk about accents, where there's an actual professional
mm-hmm.
dialect coach and everything on there talking about accents.
Yes.
I find them to be very interesting, but really it's a long story to tell you that they said Andrew Lincoln's Southern accent is actually very good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, you want that authenticity.
I mean, considering he's British.
Right. Super good.
Super good, right? It's even better. Because some people are definitely American that definitely do a poor Southern accent.
Some.
Like my boy Nick Cage in Con Air. He definitely showed up on the
Netflix. It could be overlooked.
It could be, because it's such a damn good movie.
It's no The Rock, but...
I like how Nick Cage is always just himself, but he thinks he's doing like an accent.
Or he thinks he's acting, but he's always just in a cage.
Yeah. Love that guy. National treasure. Like, not just his movie, but he is.
You met him, right? Not.
Yeah. I love those movies, too.
At that period of time, Nick Cage's career was just, like, enjoyable fun.
Mm-hmm. And then he did Ghost Rider.
Yeah. But let me tell you, Drive Angry is actually a better Ghost Rider movie.
Well, Ghost Rider is not a very good Ghost Rider movie, so.
But Drive Angry is one of my favorite movies with Nick Cage in it. I really like that movie.
People love the Nick Cage face. That meme right there.
Oh, the one?
Yeah. People love Nick Cage like that. People also love that guy from the History Channel, the Ancient Aliens with the crazy hair.
Yep.
That guy as well. So I built a structure yesterday.
Uh-huh.
That's why I was outside. So my weekend is terrible, is what I'm telling you.
Awesome.
Gerald went to a Lego convention, which was way better.
Probably.
I don't know what you did.
I played the Division 2 most of the day.
Yeah, I had to assume it was better than building the structure either way.
I didn't build the structure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, but only because it's been cold here. My time is coming, I'm sure.
I've had I don't watch a lot of basketball. I've had March Madness on in the background just out of curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mostly to drown out the silence of building a structure. Just had it on the Bluetooth speaker. So,
who doesn't love building a structure? Oh, not this guy.
I don't love it. I'm sure people do love it. You meet those people who are like, I love making shit with my hands, and I get that on a small inside level.
On a tiny, yeah, I scale. If you scale that back quite a bit, I'm on board.
If you scale it back, and I can do it in like, you know, the spare bedroom, then yes,
right, in like 10 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
And I love watching people make things, but
like, yeah, like my making things, my loving to do stuff with my hands, more along the lines of like a paperclip rubber band cannon.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the extent of my, where I want to go with my DIY stuff.
I put together a Rubbermaid prefab building that I already had a foundation for, and it took, I'm going to say, somewhere around 3.5-4 hours.
Probably. Yeah.
Which is probably right, but by the end of it, I was like, I'm done. I am finished doing this. I got hit in the head once. I got concussed.
Do you know you got concussed or you diagnosed?
Self-diagnosed, yes. I definitely got hit hard enough.
I don't know if that doesn't mean you were concussed, though.
So here, let me explain how hard I was hit. So there's a beam. There's two beams that run across the top.
Uh-huh.
So it's the 7x7 you're looking for. 7x7 roughneck, Gerald. So what happened was the two fronts were secured. The two backs weren't, so they fell down. One of them hit me and struck me in the head. The other one hit the floor. It hit the floor so hard it fucking popped through the floor, like broke the thing. It hit hard enough to break the fucking floor in the building, and that's how hard I got hit in the head.
So the floor in your building is broken already?
It popped a hole through it. Yeah, it's that top image, number one there. That one, yeah. That's what I put up yesterday.
Huh.
It looks great. I was actually pretty impressed with it, but yeah, I got concussed. It hurts so bad.
You still don't know. You might have just got hit in the head hard. You don't know that you were concussed.
I checked for blood immediately.
Well, I get that. I
had a hat on. Yeah. This guy, look at this jerk here, this jerk off putting it together. He had like a nice, perfect little box. Everything. My box would look like it got run over by a truck, and I bought it new. Yeah, this guy's like, oh, I'm having a blast putting this together. Yeah, this is me. This is me. All the way through, I'm like, well, this is so easy. This is no problem at all. Next thing you know, boom.
Until you got hit in the head?
Yep.
Until you got your bell rung, then it wasn't fun anymore?
Yeah. See, it's pretty easy. It just, it all goes, it snaps into place. Then there's 8,000 screws that you have to put together.
Uh-huh.
So he's still in a part that's safe. You're supposed to do this with a buddy. But he's still in a part that's safe. It's not till the front door is on and the other gable is on that it gets sketchy. There was his buddy. He has a buddy. He also has a small child that looks unattended.
Well, let's hope he doesn't get hit with the thing.
It'll kill him. Yep.
He'll be more than concussed. Man, he's putting this thing together fast, too.
Look at how many screws hold the windows together. There's more screws holding the windows together than holding the shed floor
together.
Yeah.
Seems like poor engineering.
They also have a rubber gasket in the window, too. Like, they're secure.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. His doors aren't lining up. So, okay, here's where it gets sketchy. See that metal beam that runs the whole length? That's what hit me.
I do.
See how he did one at a time? That's how I should have done it. We did one side, then went to do the other side. That's the one that hit me, that right side right there. I was on the ground, and it fell. It's like 9 feet tall. It fell all the way down and hit me. And because the other side was secure, just the corner tapped me because it didn't fall straight down.
Right. So you just got hit with the corner of it?
Yeah.
Took a gouge out of your head. I still don't know that you were concussed.
100%. The building looks great, though.
We'll just agree to disagree.
Yeah, building looks great. Came together.
Well, that's all you can ask for.
Yeah.
That's all you can ask for.
I'm going to put my mower in it.
I got to fix my mower.
Uh-oh, what happened?
I got to put new platoon. Well, my plan was to do that this winter. Put two new bearings in it.
Oh.
But there's, my wife decided that that's a good place to store all her shit. So there's not room to move around, so I got to wait till it's nice out.
I have to change the oil in mine.
Well, I had to do all that too.
But... hopefully next weekend, because I need to mow.
Oh, I do not. It's actually snowing here today.
Really?
No, I just made that up. Yes, really.
It's pleasant here.
Well, you're going to be getting hit. Don't worry.
Is it, what do they keep calling those things? Polar vortexes?
It's, apparently today and tomorrow is when the East Coast is supposed to start getting hit hard. Like a drop of 40 degrees. It's probably right around, what, 59 to 62 there today?
Let's see. Let's see what it is. I got it right here.
By this afternoon, they're saying it might be down to... yeah, that guy's me, Gerald. That's me.
For those that can't see it, somebody pushed me on a yard in the snow. Guy looks like a real asshole. It's actually 38 right here, right now.
Oh, it's supposed to get even colder by tomorrow.
Yeah, it says the low's 27. It started out at, or the high today is 48, but the low's 27. Let me see if I can get it tomorrow. Yesterday was like 75.
Yeah, well, yesterday here was like 60.
Air pollution level's 35. I don't know what that means, but I think that number's high.
For you. Not for a guy with no allergies. I don't care.
Why is this so hard to use? Can I just get a 7-day? Okay, so Monday's going to be 54. Tuesday, 62. Wednesday, 71. Thursday, 64. 55, 69.
So you're inland enough. See, we're inland enough to where we're getting the cold off the out of the way. Tomorrow it's supposed to be like 43, but...
yeah, that's that hot cocoa weather.
We have not even, like, we haven't even started to have spring yet, much less getting into any summer.
Do you have a snowblower?
No, I have a plow guy.
Oh, yeah, I think we talked about this before. Should you have, like, a snowblower for the sidewalk and stuff?
I prefer to just not invite people over.
Okay, I'm with you on that. God knows.
Then hey, I don't company. Have to, then not, then I'll, it's just me walking through it. It doesn't bother me, so
right.
I'll just walk through the snow.
The problem I have, that guy's created his own plow out of a TV box, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
The problem I have is that the weeds are the only thing growing here, but because mm-hmm. my yard is mostly weed, it looks tall. It looks like it needs to be mowed. So
my yard is mostly weed.
Yeah, I left the S off on purpose. I think it plays better that way on audio.
I'm surprised you don't have more visitors.
Yep. The dogs do well. They're laid back. Eat all the time, though.
They're just chill.
Mm-hmm.
They eat a lot, though.
You ever go to a website, look at something, trying to decide if you want to buy it? You have to like sign in to look at it, and they just send you 85 billion emails a day?
That, yes.
ButcherBox, I'm talking to you.
Yes, that's...
you son of a bitch.
You just sign in just to look through it and see if it's for you.
Do you know ButcherBox?
Uh-huh.
So I just wanted to see what the cost was. They send you nice, like, good meat.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a Blue Apron style situation. They just send you the meat. You do whatever you want with it.
Yep.
I just want to see the pricing. And they're like, oh, if you want to see the so cheap you can't believe it price, and you have to sign in.
Mm-hmm. And then
I sign in. I say, don't send me anything. Like I uncheck the box where it says we're going to send you special offers.
Yeah.
So now they don't send me special offers. They just email and they're like, hey, what if you bought some meat?
Yeah. Yep. I did that with I entered some contest, but you had to sign in order to enter the contest. It was something about Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Some
it seems right.
$2,500 gift package or something thing. And so I signed in, and so I could put my chance in. And then, of course, it's, you know, you get another chance if you share on social media or follow us on whatever. I didn't do any of that. I just wanted the one shot. And now I get it turns out something that has to do with authors. So now I got people trying to give me free books, like, literally 32 times a day.
Yeah, that pisses me off. And I'll tell you what else pisses me off is when you do something like this and you're like, I just want to unsubscribe. And you hit unsubscribe. It's like, cool, just log in, then you can unsubscribe. I'm like, I don't know my password for this throwaway site that I went to once.
Right.
I didn't use the same thing I always use because I knew I'd never come back.
So, I always do. I always use the same one everywhere. That way it's easier for me to remember them.
That way somebody can get into your bank account. I get it. We should probably talk about what we're playing, though, because we've got some news stories this week.
We do have some news stories. Lots of them. Hefty ones.
I'll go first because I'm going to be super brief here. Playing some Merge Dragons on the telephone still.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm go ahead.
Is it still a telephone?
Yeah, I like that. I like that term.
Is it though?
I mean, they call it a mobile phone, but I like telephone.
Yeah, I don't know. I think telephone to me seems to connotate that it's like fixed on the wall. Had to push the buttons or possibly spin the dial.
So playing some Merge Dragons on the telephone. Also, playing some Rocket League. I think I only played 2 or 3 nights. Been a busy week. Didn't get to game nearly as much as one deserves. So that's kind of depressing. And that's it. That's all I got.
I knew you played Rocket League because I think I played with you one night. I actually took a break from some things and played Rocket League with you for about an hour, I guess. Hour and a half. The rest of my time has been spent on the Division 2. Surprise, surprise.
Right.
Bet nobody saw that coming, right?
Total shocker for me.
Right. At this point, I have played for a total of 3 days. And I'm finally in the end game.
Oh, so you've progressed the story to the latter chapters?
Yes, yes. I'm finally in end game. And a good friend of the show, Matt, is... We've actually been playing the end game stuff together. Finishing some stuff up. So we're going to run a lot of that together, I think, because it definitely seems to work out a little better when you have people to play with. Solo in this game is tough. It's not like the Division 1. It's a little tougher. You definitely need some people to squad up with, whether they're strange or friends or whatever. If you're playing this and you're not to the end game yet, prepare. Find some folks, because you're going to need them. But yeah, having a lot of fun with that. Playing it every day, pretty much. Probably 2 to 3 hours.
It's too early for you to probably answer this. Do you enjoy it more than the first?
I like the setting of the first. I think the story of the first was better. And I liked the newness of what it was out of the first one. The second one is there are people who would probably consider it more of the same. But to me, that's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Because I love the first of the same. So, I would say it's... as far as the gameplay goes, they've definitely tweaked it much. Made the tweaks that are necessary for the Division 2. It definitely seems to be much more fun to play. There seems to be more going on. Not that the first one wasn't fun, but it took time for it to get to where it was really, really fun. But this one, it's definitely geared more towards some squad play and playing with friends and clans and things like that. The second one is than the first one was. But honestly, you can't go wrong with either one. And that's one of the things it's funny because as Matt and I have been playing, he didn't play the first one. He's like, man, it makes me sad that I didn't play the first one. And I said, well, if you'd have played the first one right before you played the second one, it'd have been different. If you'd have played the first one when it came out, you would have never even picked up the second one because it was not what it didn't start out like what it ended up being.
Right.
What he's saying there, but when that game was not for everybody when it first came out, and if you do not have the tolerance to or the patience to see through the flaws in something that you love, then you would not be on board for that. I'm not running into any of that with the Division 2. I think they worked out those bugs and tweaks. It's just fun for us to run around and loot and go through the end game stuff and compare our gear scores and trading gear that we get, because you can trade your gear you get. So yeah, we're now that we're in the end game stuff, we're kind of doubling down on where we're going to be going from here. So we've completed he completed the story solo, I completed it solo, and now we're running through that stuff. So that's about where my time has been.
Your pro schluter.
My Yes.
Yeah, you're pro Schluter.
Pro Schluter.
We got some Schluter news coming too, so don't worry.
Lots of Schluter news.
You want to real quickly tell us what you've been playing, Producer Gerald? Type it in. I'll give you a shout out on here. Something Ooh. Free, I'm sure. It's been playing The Witness, I know. One trophy away, glitched out, can't get the platinum now. Very upset about that.
Yeah. And I stand by my statement earlier when he told us that it glitched out too. Most of me is upset for him, and you know, I'm sorry to hear that. That really sucks. But there is a tiny part of me, a very small tiny part of me, that's just like, ha ha.
Not me, because I know how much it hurts.
Which, see, and I don't have that. I don't go for those. I don't. The platinums don't mean anything to me, so I don't have that same investment that you guys do. Which is probably why I think it's a little funny.
Because he's still playing 3-on-3 freestyle basketball too. See, my thing is, if I really like a game, I want a platinum because I want to get everything out of that game that I enjoyed. I don't just pop a game in like, hey, let's get a platinum. So
right,
he's chasing platinum, right? And this happens. This is part of it,
right? This is part of his game. Is he chases platinums on all the free games?
Yeah, it's part. I mean, this happens. So let's jump into the news. We got a busy week. Got a crowded week.
We do.
Story number Open one in no particular order, except for the order I put them in. Apple Arcade was announced, and I think this is interesting. So I think we can all agree that mobile games, the economy of a mobile game is terribly broken.
Mm-hmm.
The only games that are ever played are free-to-play games. If you actually take the time to make a full-fledged mobile game that you want to charge for, you can pretty well assume no one will ever buy it.
You can write that off.
Yeah. So this seems to be Apple's answer to that problem. I'll keep it pretty simple here. It's essentially it's Game Pass for iOS. Yeah.
Yeah, for iPhone mobile.
So the cool thing is, it works on iPhones. It also works on Max, and it'll work on Apple TVs. So the progress is actually it's not a cloud-based service, but your progress is. So if you start on your phone, then jump to your computer, then jump to your Apple TV, you'll be able to pick up one right where you left off the other.
Yep.
Which is pretty nice. And here's how it's working. Basically, they're going to hand curate a selection of paid games that have no ads and no microtransactions. You will pay a subscription fee and you will have access to all of those games. They say initially it's going to launch with 150 titles from partners like Sega, Konami, Disney, Sumo Digital, Cartoon Network, and others. And they will constantly be adding. I don't think the 150, maybe I made that up. I'm trying to
look for it. I don't remember seeing that anywhere.
It says 150 countries. 100 yes. Exclusive, so it's 100, not 150. But they say they'll be constantly adding new titles. Any DLC or updates that come will also be free and included as part of the Apple Arcade subscription. So if a game changes, then obviously they'll make sure they have the newest version. A couple that they noted in the release were Sonic Racing, Lego Brawls, Oceanhorn 2, Overland, Fantasia from Final Fantasy Creator, Beyond the Steel Sky, and of course Lego, Disney, Sega, Konami, and more involved. So this is neat. I think the one thing that they didn't talk about is price, and I think that's probably going to be really important here.
Me too.
But I will say, as somebody who doesn't really play phone games, this kind of excites me.
Yeah, I can see that, but it doesn't do anything for me because I don't play phone games, and I don't know that this is what I would need to do so.
You see, the problem now when I say I don't play phone games, it's because they're all free-to-play things that require you to spend money or wait, and so you can play them like once. Like Merge Dragons, you can only play like 2 or 3 times a day unless you're going to spend money.
Right.
So the idea that I can get actual really good story-driven experiences or fun experiences that I can play...
Uh-huh.
And not have to pay, because they're right. Even I appreciate games and I spend a lot of money on games. I won't buy a mobile game.
Yeah, they won't. I don't either. Of course, I barely play free ones, but
yeah. I mean, so if this is $9.99 or less a month, I will probably at least try it for a couple months and see if I get any joy out of it.
Yeah, I think $7.99 is the key price point here. So I think $9.99 is too high.
$9.99 or less, I'll try it. So interested to see.
I won't because I have no Apple products.
Yeah, it would be hard to. But you don't have an iPad? Mm-mm. Playable on an iPad as well.
Don't have an iPad. Don't want an iPad. Don't like Apple products.
That game looks good right there. What is that?
Where Cards Fall.
Where Cards Fall. It looks good. I don't even know what it is, but I like the look.
You like the aesthetic?
Yeah. I'm excited about it. I'm gonna give it a go as long as it's not like $20 or $15, and I'll report back once we know more. Apple did say they will be helping with development cost on some of these titles, meaning they are paying. In case you couldn't read into what that means.
I knew what that meant. Thank you, though.
They're paying to have these. Valve has confirmed it has its own VR headset coming, and it is called the Valve Index.
Just what we needed.
Hate the name right off the bat. Valve Index sounds like something that tears up in a car. Oof. Like, you gotta check the Valve Index, too high. So I hate the name.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
It's been a long time coming, I guess some would say, and the rumors have been floating around for a very long time. But they now have their own VR headset that'll be coming out. You know, previously they partnered with HTC on the Vive, and they obviously have the Steam VR store. So all the components were in place. It makes sense that they would release their own. You know, as of right now, we don't really have any information, but it's coming.
Do we need another headset?
I think the more VR, the better. But some would argue that especially two of them are not as successful as they need to be.
Right.
Vive and Oculus are
not doing what is expected of them.
Right. And Oculus, so this new Oculus, what's it? See what the new Oculus is called, like the Journey or something?
The one that's like cheaper?
The cheaper one that doesn't have any wires.
Mm-hmm.
See what that's... Anyways, whatever that one's called, that one's getting ready to come out. People are really excited about it. They just announced Just Dance VR for it. Quest, the Oculus Quest.
Yes.
Thank you. That's the new one. So, you know, maybe as advancements keep coming, but, you know, by all accounts, Oculus and Vive are struggling to do what the PSVR is doing by itself, and that's not a lot either.
So, well, it's not bad. I mean,
it's a couple million people, which is okay. But as a developer, you got to think about the money it takes to create a VR game and your max capacity for selling.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you are correct.
But it's not going away for sure. I think the PS5 will have a big VR component, and. You know, I expect these companies to keep going, so I don't have a problem with Vive being or with the Vive Atlas, Valve. I was thinking HTC, Valve Index. I don't have a problem with it. I hope the market can support it. And what I really want to see are VR exclusives go totally away.
Right.
Cross platform play everything. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that has to happen in order for VR to be viable. I also hope that while maybe, you know, this probably isn't necessary by Valve, it would be nice if it drives some of the price points down, which is what competition is going to do. It should do, is drive the price point down. The problem is you got to have software to go with the hardware. And it's how many people can keep creating these exclusives for their VR set, you know?
Yeah. I hope it hits everywhere. I think Moss just recently hit Oculus and Vive. So I think
that's a good thing.
Yeah. The more people, the better. You know, for PolyArk to make the second chapter of Moss, they need to sell copies.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's not worth it.
And because I love Moss and want the second chapter, put it everywhere. Like, I want those experiences. So I love VR. I hope they keep full. I just bought a VR game. The 28th, when that sale ended, I picked up A Fisherman's Tale, which I'm excited about, which is a perspective puzzle game, not a fishing game.
Yes. That's true.
Fisherman's Tale. That's it right there. I'm excited about it. I might even play it today.
Well, you go for it. Yeah. You should stream that.
Ooh, VR game stream. Everybody's like, what if I puke?
They won't.
What if I throw up?
You won't.
I won't, but they might.
They won't.
Speaking of throw up, Borderlands 3 got announced, sort of. You like that? That's a good segue.
Not excited, huh?
I don't know. It was a train wreck of an announcement. It was weird. The trailer's fine, but the whole presentation was weird with a magic trick that sort of didn't work. And
yeah.
Some technical difficulties. I don't know. I'm afraid. And now take this from someone who has never played a Borderlands game. I'm afraid Borderlands was of a time and place, and the shooter has advanced past what Borderlands was. Yep. And I'm afraid it's going to have a harder time finding an audience with better loot shooters out there.
That is a fair criticism and a fair concern. I share some of the same. It'll be interesting to see if Gearbox is able to take from what has been built upon its shooter experience and maybe build upon it some. Otherwise, I'm afraid you might be right. It may be of its time and place. You know, it held an important part in helping to create this genre, but now maybe the students have taken over the master, so to speak.
If it is just more Borderlands, I don't think that's enough.
Yeah, I'm not sure it is either.
You know, I think, you know, games like
go ahead.
The games like Destiny and The Division already do it way better than Borderlands 2, which, I mean, that makes sense. Borderlands 2 was a long time ago, but
right.
If it is still that, I mean, look how poorly Anthem is doing.
Yes.
Anthem is a beautiful game, but the hook wasn't there. Nope. So I don't know. I think it's a scary time to announce a loot shooter. I wouldn't want to.
I mean, the Borderlands games were fun, but I'm afraid the only people that are going to be interested in this are the people who love that Borderlands universe, which is probably going to be there's a fair amount out there, but it won't be enough to carry that game and make it successful.
Yeah. No release date, but repeatedly 2K has said that they will have a sequel to a 2K franchise that will release somewhere between April 1st, 2019 and March 1st, 2020, which everybody assumes is Borderlands. So
right. Especially since they've shown it now.
Who knows on that? It did show a lot of confirmed returning characters. I'm not going to go through the list. I hope it's great. People love Borderlands. I always want games to be good, so I hope it can find its place, but there is competition now where there wasn't before.
Yeah. Important to know, I will say one of the confirmed characters returning is Tiny Tina. Anybody who played Borderlands 2 knows who Tiny Tina is. She appears to be... She was a child in the first game, and now she appears to be somewhere between the age of 17 and 20, which tells us that the game takes place right around 8 years later than Borderlands 2. So that's just a little important note for anyone who may be interested in that kind of thing. Is interested in the game or loves those characters.
Tiny Tina. Not to be confused with Fat Tina, my favorite character in Sea of Thieves.
Yeah.
Who's not called Fat Tina, just called Tina, I think.
Just Tina.
But I love Fat Tina.
Tina is behind the bar.
Yeah. Need to play some more of that.
She's a barmaid.
Look at her. I love her.
There she is.
She's my favorite. All right, let's move on to a story you're going to really care about. Micro console, mini console.
Another one.
Another console. You need consoles, and they need to be small. Sega, who has released no less than 40,000 miniature consoles in the past, has going to release another one, but this time they're going to do it instead of whatever At Play or...
Yeah, whoever released
it. At Games, I think, made those other ones.
Whoever it is.
Yeah. So Sega's taking a stab at it themselves. It's called the Genesis Mini or the Mega Drive Mini if you're in the Europe. It's a compact version of the 16-bit classic console.
It's got 40 games built in.
Coming out September 19th. It's going to cost a whopping $80.
I don't know if that's a whopping. I think that's...
A whopping $80. When you look at how bad the PS Mini did.
No. It's not a fair comparison.
They got to come in cheaper. They got to come in.
I don't think that's a fair comparison.
$40 dollar a game.
The Genesis will still have a lot of that nostalgia that the PlayStation didn't, because nobody was, everybody was still nostalgic for the 8-bit graphics style of the Nintendos and the Sega Genesises. Nobody gave a shit about the blocky polygons of the PlayStation. It was an incredible miscalculation by PlayStation.
The company has confirmed it was a poor execution as well. The games didn't run well. They were the PAL version. The company has also confirmed that the games, some of the games included will be Sonic the Hedgehog, Echo the Dolphin, Castlevania Bloodlines, Space Harrier 2, Shining Force, Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, Toe Jam and Earl, Comic Zone, Altered Beast, Gunstar Heroes, and more.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. There's that.
Yeah, this one interests me.
Does more, it?
Yeah. I enjoyed my time with the Genesis.
I enjoyed the Genesis as well, but I don't know. I own all the other minis, so maybe.
I mean, if you picked up that PlayStation Mini, there's no reason not to pick up the Sega Genesis Mini.
I have paid full price, and I have it mint in the box.
I know you do. And one day, if you're lucky, you'll be able to get $2 for it.
Never sell it. It's a collector's item.
Oh, yeah, it sure is a collector's
Never
item.
Never be able to sell it.
Yeah, so's my earwax.
You could sell
Moving
that.
Moving on.
You just Moving make more. On. They're not going to make more of those for sure.
It's not the same earwax, though. It's different.
Yeah. Everybody's got earwax. Not everybody has a super rare
not
PlayStation
has
Mini.
My, I hard, do, though. My
hard
super
to find
rare
PlayStation
earwax.
Mini.
My earwax is super rare.
Xenoblade developer is hiring for a new Legend of Zelda game. That's right. You heard me. It's weird. I don't know what's happening
Odd.
Here. Monolith Soft, the developer of Xenoblade Chronicles series, is working on a new Legend of Zelda title. The studio's website is putting out a call for developers to join the project and recruiting for the programmers, designers, artists, and among other roles. It does not specify what the Zelda game is, but a lot of speculation that it might build on the Breath of the Wild model. Who knows?
Because they were involved with Breath of the Wild, right? Didn't they co-develop it?
Maybe. Let me see if that's here.
I'm pretty sure they did. That and Shadow. What was the other one? Sword?
Yeah, they co-developed Skyward Sword.
Yeah, and Breath of the Wild.
Who knows? Maybe they're working on Breath of the Wild Deuce.
Could be.
Nintendo has a number of Zelda projects in the pipeline. They're remaking the Game Boy Classic, The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening, which is being reborn as a new experience for the Switch and will launch in 2019. They also announced Cadence of Hyrule, the crossover between Legend of Zelda and the Crypt of the Necrodancer. So, I love that
stuff.
Nintendo is allowing other people to do things with their franchises that are so beloved.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good thing.
A little trust goes a long way, because it turns out other people also can care for the thing that you make.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to also give a shout out here to Ubisoft, who did such a fantastic job with Mario Rabbids, that I think Nintendo's eyes were opened up to the idea of really letting people come in and... It turns out other people care
play
about...
In their, they're not taking them over. They're just being allowed to play in that world.
So it turns out that the people who make games everywhere also grew up on Nintendo games.
Yeah.
And also want Nintendo to see those games. Franchises cared for and loved.
Right.
I bounced off of Rabbids after, 10 or 15 hours or whatever I played it.
Mm-hmm.
But that game is made with such care. Like you can feel it in that game, and it feels like a Nintendo game without being one. So I'm totally on board. Now, what they also have to know is that someone's going to screw up eventually, too.
A mistake will happen.
And I hope they don't yank all of them back.
Just pull a plug at that point.
Mm-hmm. Because it'll happen. It's part of it.
That's it. Well, yeah, it has to.
Some people might say Mario Sonic at the Olympics got this ball rolling, but I would say nay. But there's a new one of those coming as well.
Yay!
Not a news story, because I don't give a damn. But it's out there.
Well, yeah, it's not news. I don't really care either.
You can get a free year of Nintendo Switch Online. That's right. You heard me right.
This is pretty cool.
And you're going to get it through Twitch Prime. Twitch Prime members can claim a free 3 months of Nintendo Switch Online. You just need to sign in to claim your 3 months. You can come back after 60 days and get another 9 months. This is super fucking cool.
Yeah, it is.
For no reason at all, they're giving you Nintendo Online. Super great.
Just because. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it is super great. The cool thing is if you're already a member, you can claim it. If you're not already a Twitch Prime member, you can become one and still claim it. So it's not one of those things where you had to be in by right now. You have until September 24th to grab your first 3 months. You have until January 22nd, 2020 to claim your additional 9. Very cool. If you already are a subscriber to the place to Nintendo Online, it'll just add it to when yours expires.
No problem with that.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, it's very awesome.
Normally it's $20 for a year. I don't know. It's a cool thing to give away, the ability to play online with people.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I like that Twitch Prime gives away a lot of stuff. I just like this. I like the story, makes me feel good.
Twitch does give away a lot of stuff. They every time I go there, it's like, get this game, download this skin, blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm. They give away a ton of stuff.
It's like, holy shit, I just want to watch video.
Just want to watch Rocket League all day to get one banner. Fuck you, Rocket League.
It's not a banner you get. You get a fucking
I got a banner
skin.
I watched all day yesterday, and I got one banner. The Solar System banner, which I already have.
Oh, neato.
All day. Now, I enjoyed watching. It was the Rival Series North America. Rival Series EU is on today. I enjoyed watching, but, I mean, damn. One banner. Come on. Anyways, Twitch Prime, get your free Nintendo Online. Shout out to Amazon.
Nice. Good going, Amazon.
Yeah. Ubisoft is going to come to E3, unlike everybody else who's announcing they won't be there. They announced they will go ahead, and they will be starting Monday, June 10th at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 Eastern, 3 Central.
I'll tell you one thing that it kind of makes sense for Ubisoft, because one thing they're really good at is not overextending their games.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much everything they showed last year, released this year. So,
except for Beyond Good and Evil, which will never come out, apparently.
Well, except for BGE2. It'll come out eventually. Okay, what?
I was going to say, Watch Dogs 3 is going to happen.
Yeah, Watch Dogs 3 will happen. You'll probably see that at Ubisoft. But Ubisoft's very good about... You know, and we've seen these, you know, like Bethesda last year. They showed, what was it, The Outer Worlds?
Mm-hmm.
That's still 2 years away.
So Bethesda is coming this year. They're doing an E3 presentation, and they already announced there'll be no Star Lord Light, Star Child, whatever the fuck that thing's called, and no Elder Scrolls.
Yep.
So those games are like 12 years out still, and they've already announced them, and that's tacky.
Yeah. And Ubisoft doesn't do that, so it makes sense for Ubisoft to go to these kind of things, because they generally, when they come to a show, you know, they might hit on one, two things that they have in development, but most everything they show is going to be out next year.
I mean, Bethesda used to be great about that too, but then Fallout 76 happened.
Yep.
They shit a brick, so they had to talk about, look, we still make games people love.
Yep. So, I don't know that, so... For the most part, with this model's going away, Ubisoft is probably the best equipped for this model.
Yeah.
This yearly con tech show model. So we'll see what happens.
I like Ubisoft. They also avoided a hostile takeover, which I really appreciate.
They did.
There's something fun about them. They sold themselves to another company in order to not be bought out by a company.
That was Vivendi?
Vivendi was trying to buy them. Yeah, they sold to... I forget. It might be the one that owns part of PUBG.
And yeah, they just wanted nothing to do with fucking Vivendi.
Yeah.
It's like, you want to be an asshole? I'd do it better. Watch me.
Yeah, they sold part of their shares. See if you can type in like Ubisoft shareholders. I forget the name of the company. But they like, I think they approached them to get them to buy it so that Vivendi couldn't.
Yeah. So, a lot of animosity there between Ubisoft and Vivendi.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. It doesn't say.
Yeah, it's a very strange situation. That was a whole, super strange story. I just like Ubisoft. They support their games. A lot of their games are dead on arrival, and now they have massive, massive communities.
Yep.
So, it's really neat.
I like the way Ubisoft does stuff. We've talked about it a number of times on the show, so you know that we really appreciate Ubisoft for the way they handle their properties.
Yeah. Go Ubi. Dreams PS4 Early Access now has a release date.
Somebody's super excited.
Super pumped. It's going to cost $30 in the U.S., $40 in Canada because everything's expensive there. Shout out to our Canadian listeners.
That's not how that works.
Super expensive there. And it's going to launch April 16th.
That's not how that works. $30 is...
$40
American is $40 Canadian. It's the same super price. It's just different there. Numbers for the same number.
As somebody who sells a lot on eBay, I'm constantly told, even paying shipping, they can't buy it for that price up there. Just saying. Canada, you're too expensive. But it's nice up there. Just expensive.
Canada is nice.
Sony has continued to say that this will be a limited early access. The full game is not in here, and also it's not available to everyone. There is a hard cap on how many people they're going to let in here. They did say it's a large number, but they do say that if you're interested, you should act fast because they don't know what kind of participation they're going to get.
Did you act fast?
You can't. You have to buy it that day. It's not being pre-sold.
Oh, are you planning on acting fast?
Yeah, I'll make sure I get it.
How you gonna do that?
I mean, I'll set an alarm or something like that. It'll probably be available for weeks before it's sold out, but I'll make sure I get it. I doubt there's that many people just making sure they have to have it. I mean, I know Patman's getting it. I'm getting it. That's probably it that I know. Mm. So I think I'll be fine, but I'll make sure
I get it. Patman's getting it. Oh, I played with them this week too. I didn't play with them. I partied with them. While they played.
Yeah, he's excited. He's like really excited about Dreams.
Well, that's good. You have someone to play with.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And talk to it about, because it sure ain't going to be me.
Cannot wait. I think that game is going to be great. I'm just still afraid it won't find an audience, but the more I see the stuff that's being made in there, the more I think it might just be okay.
I might check. I guess I'll have to wait. I might end up checking it out.
I think a lot of people are going to buy it not to build, but to play some of the amazing experiences.
Levels that people play.
I mean, full-fledged games that people are making where they tell stories that can't be told any other way because they don't have the budget or skills to do so. I'm pretty excited about it. Tencent.
Yep.
Yeah, Tencent owns everything. Owns some Epic, owns Blue Hole, which is the PUBG. So, Dreams Early Access, $30, and it'll be April 14th. Is that what I said? I already scrolled
16th.
Down. April 16th. I'm super excited.
I know you are.
This next one excited me too. Sony had its State of Play Nintendo Direct. A lot of people call it PlayStation Direct, which I think is funny. I will say there was something very corporate and robotic about State of Play.
It wasn't fun.
It was, up next we have a game from, you know, it was just very like, they missed the charm of the Direct. Now hopefully these get better. But it was very VR heavy. They opened with Iron Man VR, which excited Gerald. I didn't think it looked great. They didn't show any gameplay, though, really. So we'll see how that works out. But then they went to the biggest announcement for me for the whole thing, which was No Man's Sky VR coming as a free update to anyone who already owns No Man's Sky.
All right, that's cool.
It's part of the second pillar of the Beyond update, which we talked about.
Can I use the aim controller? That's what I need to know.
I don't know. So I'm getting a lot of... I don't think you'll use the aim controller. I'm hearing some conflicting reports of people saying move controllers and then other people saying you have to use a controller. Either way, that'll be a cool-ass world to be in.
Yeah, it will.
Like, the ship stuff is going to be so... It's going to make so much sense. And then getting out and walking on the planet and seeing you guys walk up to me, seeing me. Like, I don't know. I'm excited about it.
It actually makes perfect sense for that game.
Yeah, we've talked about that for a long time, that was the perfect game to have it. And shout out to Hello Games for just not giving up on this thing.
Nope.
They just refuse.
Plugging along on it. This is their baby. They weren't going to let it fail.
They just absolutely refuse to let this game fail.
And they sure didn't.
This Iron Man thing, you're excited about it. He's showing the trailer. It just doesn't look good to me.
I'm not excited for it.
This is all fine. But the gameplay, when they show it, the shooting, it just, I mean, it looks like okay.
I don't have any desire to ever be Iron Man, so.
If it's done right, see this right here? This is the gameplay. That doesn't look any good to me. Maybe I'm just jaded because that Spider-Man Homecoming thing I played sucked. Maybe that's what the problem is. Did you ever play that?
Nope, I haven't downloaded, but I've never played it.
Do yourself a favor, it sucks.
Okay.
No Man's Sky VR will be coming out this summer as part of the Beyond patch. There was some other stuff they showed during the State of Play. We're not going to cover it. We're also not covering the ID at Xbox Game Pass. But there's some announcements there, too, that I think are okay.
Yeah. And now it's time for our free games of the month. As always, we always let you know what your PS Plus and whatever it is, games with gold are. Sony announced theirs for April. Their games are The Surge and Conan Exiles.
Yeah.
And they'll be available to download starting Tuesday, April 2nd.
I would rather take a dump in a bag, light it on fire, and put it out myself than play.
You're not excited for either of those?
No.
I'll tell you what's missing here is we knew they weren't going to be doing any more Vita games and PS3 games, but I don't see any VR games, and I'm a little upset by that.
I mean, those aren't even two games that I think carry it. If those were the two free games and there were still Vita and PS3, I'd be like, what a crappy month.
Right.
I don't know. I guess people want to play The Surge. I don't know. Conan looks like crap to me. I don't know. Whatever. I hope this hits for somebody.
The Surge, I heard, is very Dark Souls-y. Only set in like a futuristic world with something, but
I'd rather take another apparently, beam to the head.
Yeah, it apparently plays quite a bit like the Souls games. So anyway, that's what's coming for PS Plus in April. And Xbox Games with Gold revealed theirs for April 2019. And it's about as good. For the Xbox One, we've got The Technomancer from April 1st to the 30th. And we have Outcast Second Contact April 16th to May 15th. For the 360, which will obviously also be available on the Xbox One, we have Star Wars Battlefront 2 from 2005. And that'll be available from the 1st to the 15th of April. And we have Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 2 from the 16th to the 30th. Those are your Xbox games with gold for the month of April 2019. And those are pretty much as bad.
You know how usually those are at the beginning of the news? There's a reason I put them at the end this time.
Yep. Outcast Second Contact, I can verify, is not good, by the way. Because I streamed it about a month ago on the PS4. I paid for it. I didn't know it was coming free. So I thought, I did get it on sale, so I thought, I'll give it a shot. This looks kind of neat and different, nostalgic. Nope.
It's like Sony called Xbox. They're like, hey, you going to put out stuff nobody cares about? And they're like, yeah, you. And they're like, yeah.
Yeah, they got together and said,
Gerald summed it up here. I don't like stuff that sucks.
I don't like stuff that sucks.
I don't know. I'm sure that somebody saw this lineup and was like, hey, oh, yeah.
I'm sure there's some people that are excited for some of these games. And, hey, good for you.
I don't mean to shit on them. I haven't played them. I'm not going to, though. So there's that.
Right. Not interested.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I would. Not interested, Sony. Not interested, Xbox.
Not a good April.
Mm-mm. April showers, you know what they say.
They bring May flowers.
Yep. And the games suck that are free. That's the rest of that. Everybody's always left that part out.
Have they?
Yeah.
They just left it out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The free games suck.
You didn't just add it on just
now? No, it doesn't rhyme, so people leave it out, but that's the rest
of it. Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Right. What it should be is April showers bring May flowers, which bring allergies.
Right. Like, roses are red, violets are blue. I'm schizophrenic. I am too.
That's a good one. I miss That's how people used to talk to each other when they loved each other.
With the roses are red?
Yeah. That's gone away. Now everybody's like trying to fuck.
Right.
Through a
right.
text message.
Netflix and chill?
Yeah. Romance is dead.
Trying to bang?
Changed my mind. Trying
Stop
to
bang. It.
That's my new video. Romance is dead. Changed my mind. That way, like, three people can tell you how they still love the person that they courted and all the romantic things they did. And you're like, yeah, but you're...
All those swipe left apps have done it for us.
Nothing says true love like swiping right. That's a weird picture. Romance is dead. Trust me, I killed it.
Huh.
That's one of those people that's like, I'm never dating again.
Yeah.
I've been screwed over for the last
time. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, that's romance nowadays.
Yes, exactly.
I'll let you guess what we're looking at.
That's romance these days.
That'll right do it there. For the news. Right. That'll do it for the news. We're going to, while Dan soaks up his picture. The esophagus one is
it just came out of nowhere.
That esophagus one was very direct.
Brutal. Esophagus. I didn't see that one. Where's that one? Oh.
I love that it's done in rose petals still. We're going to move on to shout outs. We have two shout outs this week. The first one from the bread slinger, Zach.
The bread slinger.
I'm going to email you our address so you can send some of this bread. I forgot last week.
Not to be confused with Technomancer.
No, the bread mancer.
The bread mancer.
What's a mancer?
Bread slinger. A mancer?
Yeah.
Is someone who is like a summoner who practices magics of sort.
So you could be like a bread magic practicer.
You could be, if bread magic was a thing.
Yeah.
You could, yeah.
Have you heard of Jesus? I think bread magic is a thing. Look at that little shout-out image he's got pulled up.
Shout-outs. Yeah. I like it.
They can't.
Did you make that, Gerald?
He didn't make that. He Googled that.
How do you know? Maybe he Photoshopped it.
Because there's 9 million others pulled up.
You could be incredible. You could be incredibly underestimating his abilities.
No, he just searched for it.
And I don't appreciate that about you.
No.
But you automatically assume the worst.
Because I see it right here in the Google search.
Whatever.
Shout out. Anyways, Zach didn't send us one. We're going to make one up for him. He's very disappointed with the April free games. Very, but he's very pumped about No Man's Sky VR. I don't know if that's true or not.
Okay. Yeah.
It should be.
We are also disappointed by...
That was really just my shout out. I just put Zach's
April's
name on
free
it.
Games.
I just put Zach's name on my shout out.
You did.
Good shout out, though, because it was mine. And then Thomas, shout out to him. I told you about his it was a major problem with Amazon. It has sort of been corrected, not really by Amazon, but he did actually go pick up his computer this week.
Good for him. Good.
Yeah. Look at that picture. That's something else.
Monkey. I see that. Thanks, Gerald. That seems right. Sounds like Gerald.
But yeah, he picked up his computer and a bunch of fun toys to go with it. He told me that he was probably going to get VR, but then instead he got the computer. Very happy for him. So,
yes. Congratulations, Tom.
Yeah. It looked like there was never light at the end of the tunnel, but he got there. I love both those guys. Remember, if you want a shout out, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Support us at the $10 tier over there, and you'll get a shout out. If you can't support us at the $10, throw a couple dimes in the tip jar. You can't even do that, then just tell your friends about us. Tell people you know about us. Carve it in the wall of a subway train car. Is that what they're called? Subway train cars? It's called the subway. Look how shredded that monkey is.
I know.
Dude, that monkey is so fucking ripped.
I know.
Golly. He looks like a UFC fighter. Got a set of nuts on him, too.
Yeah, he does.
I like how shredded monkeys are, dude. Monkeys are so ripped.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They just do pull-ups all day.
Yeah, right.
Just search for shredded monkey. I want to see what we get. Ripped monkey. Muscle monkey. That sounds like a thing that people sell. Muscle monkey?
Yeah, it probably is.
Oh, this is pictures of dudes.
Those are dudes. That's not what we want.
What'd you search for?
What about?
Butt monkey. That's not what I'm going to be looking for. Look at that one. Not, you can see
it's
the
buff.
Oh yeah, is it buff? I'm far away from the monitor.
It's Buff Monkey, not Butt Monkey. Look,
that'll pull up different stuff if you put Butt Monkey.
Right, true will.
Look at that one doing push-ups in the right corner. Is that a human?
Where's that?
Is that a monkey doing push-ups? Oh, it's like a spider monkey doing push-ups. That's adorable.
Yeah. Where's these?
Yeah, some gorillas are jacked too.
Yeah, gorillas are.
Look at that gorilla, man. It looks like he just wants to beat somebody's ass.
The one all the way to the right?
I was looking at the one second row down.
They're the one to the left?
This one they keep showing, that top one, I think that's like all the same one they keep showing. That's like a shredded monkey right there.
That thing is.
That's like the Ryan Reynolds in
Trinity. Yeah, Blade Trinity.
Blade, yeah. Ryan Reynolds Blade Monkey. I'd swipe right on that monkey. I'll tell you that right now.
You would, huh?
Yep. Is it right or left? I don't even know which way you swipe when you.
I don't either. That's why I wasn't.
I think you swipe right. Shredded ape is a thing, I guess. Look at that thing.
Good lord. And he's like flexing.
Yeah, dude. He's popping those pecs out in that picture. this show posts every Monday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on services around the world. Dan got a text message.
I did. Gotta quit. I forgot to turn my sound off. Alert.
Look, kangaroos are jacked also. Good bring up.
Did you ever see that video where that kangaroo is teching that dude's dog?
Yeah. That dude tries to jump in and catches a right?
No, he jumps in and then gives him a right.
Does he punch the
kangaroo? Backs off and runs away.
Look how shredded those kangaroos are. They're all upper body, too.
Yeah, they are. And I don't know why, because they don't do anything with their upper body.
Look at them, though.
Don't they just bounce around?
Yeah. I don't know. Is that a camel? What is that? Is that a kangaroo down on all fours? I guess you never see a kangaroo like that.
What is that? Yeah, it's a kangaroo down on all
fours.
Not
the one next to the Bud Light.
Not the one chilling out drinking a Bud.
Yeah, that one right there looks like a camel next to the kale salad.
No, that's a kangaroo. That's what they look like on all fours.
Google images are weird. They just pull up random stuff. That's going to do it for the show. It was kind of news heavy, very informative. You're welcome.
Yes. Gave you lots of information.
Sorry about the April free games.
Uh-huh.
We don't control them.
Nope. It's got nothing to do with us.
You can follow us on social media as I am at Podcast Ryan. Dan is at Shirtless Dan. Gerald is at Hoffman Show. Together we are at @game_Stitch. And, yeah, I think that's it. I think it's a solid episode. Solid so.
Yeah, it was a good one.
It was...
A lot of info.
You came here to learn something you probably might have. Could have.
Indeed.
Here's this kangaroo. It's got that dog like in a headlock.
Yeah, this is where the dude goes over there and punches it. This is the video I was talking about.
What I like is that immediately the kangaroo squares up with him.
Yeah.
He socks the kangaroo one time. And then the kangaroo... The kangaroo does that thing like in the movies, though. When you hit somebody and they just stare at you.
Yeah.
He catches that roo, and that roo's like, I wouldn't have done that.
But then he just runs off.
He's got that dog in a headlock. He picks that dog up.
I know.
Kangaroos are so strong. Now, you're a dog lover, as am I. Would you fight a kangaroo for your dog?
I don't know if I'd like actually fight. I might punch a kangaroo like this guy did. I probably wouldn't fight one.
I would run in. I don't know what happens after I run. I would run in as he did. It's like an open-handed slap. He doesn't punch him. I don't know. His fist is closed, isn't it? He swings all the way through, too. I don't know. I don't condone any violence
punching
on kangaroos. Yeah.
No, but I get it. I get why.
The dog is wagging its tail as it runs around, too. The dog's fine. Oh, no, that was the dog. That was another
dog.
That
was the dog. His tail ain't wagging.
No, he looks frightened. That guy. I like how the guy doesn't turn his back either, because he's like, I don't know kangaroo etiquette for fighting. I don't know that they'll make sure that we're facing before he hits me.
Kangaroo might be shady.
Yeah. He might throw dirt. I don't know. This is an episode 324. We're going to go ahead and call it right here on kangaroo fighting. And we'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.